صبار. هذه الجمعة قالوا موسى بن جعفر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وصل على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
I would like to extend my condolences for anniversary martyrdom of our Imam, our seventh Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Qadhim alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to for ziyarat of his shrine in this world and for his shafa'at in the day of judgment. One of the questions sometimes mu'mineen ask about it is that why cannot we choose our imam? As we are followers of A'imma alayhim as-salam, why we cannot elect our imams? Why someone else has a right to elect, to choose, to appoint our imam? I think the history of this question is return to the time of A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam. At that time, people used to ask such a question. The reference for this idea is that we have some rawayat which answering this question. One of those rawayat is belong to Imam Rida alayhi salatu wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
And Imam alayhi salatu wassalam answer this question, which why cannot we choose our imams? Let me to recite the hadith and try to translate the hadith, and then I explain the hadith and bring more references for this question. Imam alayhi salatu wassalam said, هل يعرفون قدر الإمام ومحلها من الأمة فيجوز فيها اختيارهم? Those people who ask this question, why cannot we choose our Imam? Do you know value and placement of Imam among Ummah? Do you know who is Imam? فيجوز فيها اختيارهم, in order to have a choice to appoint imam or to choose imam, to elect their imams. And then Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, Imam Rida alayhi salatu wassalam, give a good introduction about imam. He said, innal imamah, the issue and matter of imamat in Shia, ajallu qadran, high in rank, وَأَعْظَمُ شَأْنًا, great in position, وَأَعْلَى مَكَانًا, and he has highest place, وَأَمْنَأُ جَانِبًا وَأَبْعَدُ غَوْرًا مِنْ أَنْ يَبْلُغَهَ النَّاسِ بِأُغُولِهِمْ أَوْ يُنَالُوهُمْ بِآرَائِهِمْ أَوْ يُقِيمُوا إِمَامًا بِإِخْتِيَارِهِمْ. Imam, as such that minds of people have little capacity to reach them and know them in their depth. It means that the normal intellect, normal minds of humanity cannot understand the placement and position of Imam alayhi salatu wassalam in Shia school. Because sometimes in the beginning of Imamat after Rasulullah, people, they made a big mistake. And they thought that Imamah is like Khilafat. Imam is like president, is like prime minister. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, أَجَلُّ قَدْرًا أَعْظَمُ شَأَنًا أَعْلَى مَكَانًا. It means that it is not possible for human to reach to that level to understand position of Imamat. So if we want to answer the question why we cannot choose, why cannot we choose our Imam, we should answer another question: who is Imam, who is placement and position of Imam in Shia and in Islam actually. According to this beautiful and meaningful and important hadith of Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, the simple minds of humanity is not able to understand and has not enough capacity to understand position of Imam. And also, we can answer this question in another way. The position of Imam, the mansab of Imamat in Islam, is something to relating to the act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to act of humanity. Why? Because Imam alayhi salam is not, the duty of the Imam alayhi salam is not limited to guide humanity. Imam is leader for all of creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is agent of Allah, is Khalifatullah, is Hujjatullah, is representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. You know, sometimes about the Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. One of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, he asked this question that Al-Ghaibu kal-Ma'doom, the Imam who is absent is like the people who is not exist. Al-Ghaibu kal-Ma'doom. We can answer this question simply with the hadith of Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa rajam. Imam at the time of occultation, the absent Imam at the time of occultation is like the sun behind the cloud. And the only advantage and benefit of Imam is not limited to his existence, to his appearance. Mere and only existence of Imam has advantages for all of humanity and also for all of creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every creature of Allah knows Imam. That's why fire cannot burn Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And some animals, they go to the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. For example, the gazelle goes to Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam and ask him to save him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. So if all of people, the mind of all of people be like the mind of Farabi, like the mind of an intellectual, and be intellectual person like Bu Ali Sina, also at that time they are ummi toward wahi. It means that every people, all of humanity needs wahi. Wahi is not actually limited to the illiterate people. All of us, toward wahi, toward revelation of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are illiterate. We are ummi. Everybody needs wahi. And the another answer for this question, we can bring out from the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi wa
sallam. Rasulullah Amir al-Mu'min alayhi wa sallam mentioned and reported from Rasulullah said, وَلَقَدْ كَانَ يُجَاوِرُ فِي كُلِّ سَنَةٍ بِحَرَاءٍ. Every year I used to be with Rasulullah in Cave of Hira. فَأَرَاهُ وَلَا يَرَاهُ غَيْرِ. I was able to see everything which Rasulullah see and others cannot see. وَلَمْ يَجْتَمِئْ بَيْتٌ وَاحِدٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ غَيْرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَدِيجَ وَأَنَا ثَالِثَهُمَا. There were not any house of Islam except house of Rasulullah with Rasulullah, with Khadija, and I was the third one. Ara Nur al-Wahy. Look at the term which Amir al-Mu'minin used for this hadith. Ara Nur al-Wahy wa Rasala. I saw the light of Wahy and also light of Rasala, light of Nabuwwat, light of prophethood. It means that Wahy has a special light. Risalat and Nabuwwat also has light, which Amir al-Mu'minin was able to see this light. وَأَشُمُّ رِيحًا نَبُوَّةً. And I felt smell of Nabuwwat also. وَلَقَدْ سَمِئْتُ رِنَّةَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And also I heard the rinna is cry, is wail of shaitan. Hina nazala al-wahy, at the time of revelation, at the time of wahy. Faqultu ya Rasulullah ma hadhihi rinna. I asked Rasulullah, what is this rinna, this nala, this crying? Faqal, Rasulullah said that hadha shaitan, this is belong to shaitan. Qad ayasa min ibadati. He was upset. He was hopeless. He is disappointed from ibadat, from his worship. It means that after wahy, no one goes to shaitan and no one worships shaitan. And then Rasulullah said that, Ya Ali, innaka tasma'u ma asma. O Ali, you hear whatever I hear. Wa tara ma ara. And you see whatever I see. Illa annaka lasta nabiyyan. The differences between me as the prophet and you as the imam is that you not appointed as the prophet, but I appointed as the prophet. You appointed as the wali, as the imam. Innaka la wazir. It means that rasalat, nubuwwat, and imamat are similar. Both should be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the qualities and characters which need for someone who is Nabi is similar to the someone who is Imam. This is the idea of Shia. Because both Nabi and Imam, both are representative of Allah on the earth. And everything which one happen on the earth should be with the permission of Imam. I think has a salawat.
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
The last argue, Quran said, when Prophet Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, when he wants to go to Pharaoh, he said, oh, this is the difficult duty. I need someone to help me. And said, oh Allah, hadha Harun Akhi. I want to appoint my brother Harun, he is more fluent than me, to help me. The question is, if everyone can choose Imam, why Prophet Musa did not choose his brother as the deputy of him? He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only he suggests Allah, oh Allah, if you want to appoint someone to help me, this is my brother, it's better for me. Appoint my brother. but refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the issue of imama is belong to act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to act of Nabi, not to act of everyone. As only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint his representative, so no one can choose imam. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed all of mu'mineen that Ali has appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as imam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, send down congratulation message that al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum. As Ali appointed and you were informed about this issue, so your religion is completed. By the issue of imam. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa ali Muhammad rajil farajam. So that's why Rasulullah said, Ya Ali anta minni bi manzilat Harun min Musa. What happened for Harun? The same as Harun happened for you. Harun appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist his brother, and you also appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist me. أنت مني بمنزلة هارون من موسى إلا أنه لا نبي بعدي. You are not نبي but إنك لوزير in another hadith. You are imam. This is the issue of imamah. Because different people ask actually about the time of غيبت of imam عليه الصلاة والسلام. Oh, imam is not here. What is the benefit and advantage of imam? We cannot go and see imam and ask our question. And imam is not able to guide us. And then they ask him same question, Al-Ghaib wal-Kal-Ma'dun, the imam is absent, is like the imam is not exist, is not appointed. What is the differences? Yes, if the only duty of the imam is guidance of people, yes, your question is right. If imam appointed only to guide humanity, yes. But imam is the imam of everyone, imam of all of creatures, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam is the Khalifatullah. Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama illi ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to angel of God at the beginning of creatures, he said that inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I want to appoint someone as my khalifa, as my representative al-ard, on the all of the earth. Not for only for humanity. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You can find this hadith in Bab al-Nabadir of Usul al-Kafi. This is a very long hadith. Imam Raza alayhi salatu wa salam answered different questions. Inshallah, we talk about this hadith, about all of the another actually question which made in this hadith in another time. As the time is time of the night is night of shahadat of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Remember our Imam in this night, because Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu wa salam is Babul Hawa'ij. Anything we can ask in this night from our Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. اللهم صل على موسى بن جعفر وسيم الأبرار وإمام الأخيار الذي كان يحيي الليل بالسهر إلى السهر بمواصلة الاستغفار. يا أبا الحسن يا موسى بن جعفر أيها الكاظم يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها in jail for 4 years or 7 years or 14 years. The companions of Imam heard that Imam will be released from jail. A lot of companions of Imam, they gather in front of the gate of jail. But what's happened? They saw four men carried a body. La ilaha illallah. Let me to look at the Karbala when Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu was salam came and saw his father Imam Hussein alayhi salatu was salam. There were no one to carry body of Imam. مثل یک تک عبا روی زمین استنش آنقدر حال ندارد که نیفتد بدنش آه مانند گلیمی چقدر پا خورده بی سبب نیست اگر پاره شده پیرهنش بستنش نیز برایش به خدا فایده داشت شیعان امام موسی بن جعفر با چنین وضع کفن کردن او پس سخت است آه آه از پسرش آه به وقت کفنش یا وجیها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها اشفع لنا عند الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اغفر موتانا اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في اليمن، اللهم احفظ أيمنا واحفظ دولتنا واجعل عواقب امورنا خيرا. صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد، صلى على محمد وعلى محمد. Please recite Surah Fatiha for all of Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat, especially for Sayyid Batul and Sayyid Fidwi Ali. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala
على دربك جيت بدمع يتعثى، دخيلك عالبعد ما بيت صبر. هذه الجمعة قالوا موسى بن جعفر يرد، وين اليتامى تنتظر حدا؟ يا جسر الانتظار اخذ روحي فدا، اذا هذا النهار شمس وجهه بدا، شمس وجهه بدا، وسولف ليش كثور جرح قلب الهجور، دخيلك شنتظر يتي منظر علي. على موج الدماء أصعب جرح دامي، وعلى مرسى انتظار ذابت أيامي. الهضمني يا جسر والضعف ألامي، روت من السجون وقلب الهضامي، عطش قلبي طفي على عتاب البعد، يضج يا بالفضيل ترد لو ما تريد ترد لو ما تريد هضم فقد البدو ترك روحي جمور دخيلك شنت ضوء جيتي منظر علي حيرتي وهموم وأحزاني فقد باب الحوائج هد مركاني نعش عمري انتظاري تشيع أحزاني وإذا يتعب جرح كلف جرح عليك بدمعتي كثر ما أنت حين إمامي ومهجتي علي ذاب القلب علي ذاب القلب ترد والأجواب إلك عمري نذور دخيلك شنت ضوء منظر علي
على أبواب السجود.